Market analyst Stephen Daglian with your mid-session report on Friday. Well, after a couple of hours of trade, the Aussie market is up for a second day, and that keeps us on track to improve for a second straight week as well. The ASX 200 is up close to 0.5%. Mind you, we have faded a bit in the last hour or so, so we're lacking enthusiasm and momentum, and it largely was the case yesterday as well. So we'll wait and see if we've got enough in there in the tank to keep us higher over the course of the day and week as well. But today we're being helped by gains across 9 of 11 sectors. Just the consumer staples and utilities are the two areas that are underperforming. And we also received a positive lead from Wall Street last night, which was up about 1.7%. Now, they were helped by solid profit results from companies like Morgan Stanley and Citigroup, and also economic news on the labour market and inflation, which seemed to be quite well received. Now, today, three of the biggest contributors to the gains include BHP, which is, of course, the largest stock in the mining sector. Also, Macquarie, the largest investment bank, which is up 3%, and CSL, which is the big name in the healthcare sector. So all three are higher, all three are contributing. Travel stocks are also improving. Flight Centre's up about 4%. You've got Corporate Travel, Webjet, Qantas, they're all higher. The fact that New South Wales is just days away from hitting that 80% double dose vaccination rate, that means that the state government has outlined the easing of additional restrictions. So no quarantine for the fully vaccinated from November the 1st. The trend of improving travel stocks, though, has lasted for a couple of months now. So Flight Centre is still up about 60% since the middle of August, the best in that space. There have been some underperformers today so far, though. Rio Tinto is one of them. It's down about 1%, and that really is missing out on the rally being felt by other peers like BHP and Fortescue Metals. Now, that's because it released a quarterly update today where it said that production has fallen for most of its commodities over the past 3 months, and they blame that partly on the tight labour market in WA, delays to the completion of some projects, and strike action at some of its sites, and also the COVID interruptions in South America. It also has downwardly revised some of its targets for the year. IAG is also down. The insurer's falling about 1% at the moment. Now, today it acknowledged that ASIC has taken it to court over its failure to pass on the full amount of discounts to a significant number of NRMA home, motor, caravan and boat insurance customers. And Harvey Norman is down about 3 to 4% for most of the day so far after trading ex-dividend. The Aussie dollar's at around 74.1 US, so it has strengthened, and which had again this afternoon.